Matt Greenwood for Regional Radio Sports, speaking to Abby Rickerman of Festus Girls Basketball. First time Dream Team athlete for basketball. However, she's pretty familiar with this whole thing, being a softball Dream Teamer for this past season. So, Abby, two-sport Dream Team athlete. How does this one feel for basketball?
It feels great. I honestly just want to, work hard this season and, have us help the team overall. And I'm so glad I was able to do that.
Yeah, you guys won 20 games, something I brought up to Jenna Edding, something that hasn't happened since the 2001 and 2002 season. Did you know about that going into this year, and was 20 wins sort of one of the goals you guys set out for yourselves early on?
It was not one of the goals that we had, but it was great to actually win 20 games. We honestly just we were trying a lot of new things this year, and we wanted to put our best effort forward every single game, every single play, and it happened to work out in our favor a majority of the time. So we were really proud of our 20 wins.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool deal, and I know it didn't end the way you guys wanted to. Rockwood Summit was able to beat you guys in the semis as a 4 seed in the tournament, which I think surprised a lot of people, and they wound up winning the whole thing, winning the district and then losing in the first round of state. But you're just a junior, so you get another stab at it next year, and you've got Abby McMillan going to be one of the cornerstone teammates of yours going into next year. Have you guys already had discussions about, how you're going to, win a district title next year, the two of you guys and the rest of your teammates?
We haven't talked about it a whole lot. We know there's some things we need to work on and get better at, so we're really looking forward to next season and hopefully get another stab at that championship and hopefully bring home a district title. We were really close this year, and, it was kind of a bummer how things ended, but we looked like to work forward and are going to, do our best to hopefully bring one home.
Yeah, we certainly hope that happens for you guys, being in this area and whatnot. Let's look at some of your numbers from this season, Abby. 17 points a game, 47% shooting from the field. You average 3 assists a game, 3 steals a game, 4 rebounds a game. You're up to 800 career points in 3 years on the varsity level. As I've just read those off to you, what sort of stands out to you and why?
I feel like what stands out is the shooting percentage to me, because that's something I really needed to work on for my sophomore season. I shot a lot, and I had some good games where I made a lot, and had some games where I was really off. And this season, I really wanted to be more consistent overall with my shooting. So there was a lot of time spent after practice just sitting there shooting, working on my form, working on getting to the basket, finishing at the basket, a lot of free throw shooting every day at practice.
Well, what do you love most about basketball? What about the sport draws you to it?
I think, honestly, the competitiveness of every single play. You're constantly involved. You have to be on your toes all the time, anticipating the next play, anticipating what's going to happen next. You have to always be ready for anything.
Do you get a chance to watch much women's college basketball or WNBA? Do you spend time doing that?
Sometimes. I've been watching a little bit of the tournament, but I haven't watched a whole lot during the regular season.
Okay. Did you see the tournament championship between Baylor and Notre Dame?
I did. I saw the ending, and it was a little heartbreaking. They had she missed the front end of 1-on-1 to tie the game, and I was like, oh, those are those moments you wish you could have back.
Yeah, most certainly. Did you have someone you were pulling for, or were you just sort of watching it because you were interested?
Honestly, I was kind of watching because I was interested. I know Notre Dame won it last year, 2 close games. I was hoping maybe they'd pull it off again, but didn't go in their favor.
Yeah, no, it did not. And I'm from Texas, so I'm a little bit okay with that. So Dream Team, it's a really cool thing because, as you know, Abby, there's a lot of athletes in girls basketball, boys basketball, football. There's just a lot of athletes in general around this area. And this year, the coaches thought you were one of the 10 best. So what does that really say to you that they were able to vote you, not able to, but chose you for this Dream Team?
It feels great knowing that, all my hard work and, everything I put into this game has, paid off and people are noticing. I honestly just play for my teammates and I want to make the team better and do everything I can to help the team. I give 110% every play, and I'm glad that people acknowledge that I give a lot of effort.
Abby, something I didn't ask Jenna, but what was sort of the team reaction when you guys found out that you and Jenna were both on Dream Team this year?
It was we were all kind of like surprised at first, and then we were all super happy for each other. I was extremely happy for Jenna because she works hard, and she was, you know, our captain this year, and she is a really great basketball player. She had a great career here, and I'm really proud of her. And I was so happy for her, and I was happy for myself. But, I mean, I'm just glad that both of us were able to make it.
Yep, certainly. And you know what? As a junior, you were labeled a team captain by Coach Chris Ellis, and I'm sure for you that was a big moment, wasn't it?
Yes, I want to work hard, and then in practice I try to, like, you know, help the younger girls out who are, like, new to, like, the team and, you know, help everybody through things. And I'm glad that they decided to put me as captain because the team voted for the two people who were going to be captains, and they voted me and Jenna, and I wanted to uphold the standards that they had for me.
Okay, very well. So it was a team decision. That's even better. That shows, obviously, respect and all that good stuff. So very cool, very cool. All right, Abby, as you get ready for your senior year, I know you talked about getting better between sophomore and junior year shooting the ball, and you certainly improved in that area. What other aspects of your game are you sort of looking to improve on as you go into next year?
Probably my defensive positioning and stuff like that. We switched to man-to-man this year, and there are still some things that I can get better at, like using the correct hand to steal the ball and, you know, anticipating a little more than I probably should, and definitely blocking out because sometimes I slack off on that part. But we're really going to work on it this summer, and before next season we're going to work on a lot of defensive stuff.
All right, very cool. Abby Rickerman is a Dream Team athlete for the Festus girls basketball team. And it's her second Dream Team selection, had one in softball, now has one in basketball, and currently doing track and field. And Abby, before I let you go, how's that going for you so far?
It's the first year ever doing it. It's actually pretty fun doing long jump and lots of sprint stuff. So it's been something new that I've gotten to try, and I actually really like it.
All right, very cool. Well, best of luck to you, Abby, and thank you again for joining us here for your Dream Team interview, and congratulations.
All right, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. That is Abby Rickerman, Festus shooting guard and Dream Team athlete, joining us today.